Hi, it's James Stevenson today. You're listening to the podcast about getting into dirt bikes. We will be talking about basic maintenance, what you need, and how to ride one. First off, let's start with what you need. You need a decent dirt bike, not a piece of junk, because then you're going to spend a bunch of time fixing it and probably breaking it even more. And you also don't want a brand new one because you're going to be dropping it and crashing it. You're going to need a set of gear, which would include helmet, boots, knee pads, goggles, gloves, jersey, pants, hydration pack, or also camel pack, and chest protector. You're also going to need a safe place to keep it and like lock it up at night. And you're also going to need tools to work on it and a place to ride. Basic maintenance. I won't explain every step, but I'll just tell you what needs done. For your dirt bike, you need to change the oil, wash the bike, clean air filter, tighten the chain, check the wheel bearings, change brake pads and bleed your brakes every once in a while, tire pressure, and just go around the whole bike and make sure all bolts are tight, nothing's coming off. Another good practice to do for bike maintenance is you can either put baby oil on the bike, because what it does is it acts like a shield for the mud. You just put it on the plastics, so when the mud flings up on it, it just falls right back off, just because it's really slippery. They make a couple other things made for it, like specific brands, but I think baby oil works just fine. And how to ride a dirt bike. First, you'd want to start in an open field. Start the bike up for a couple seconds and let it warm up for a minute or two. And when you're starting it, turn the gas on, which on most bikes, it would be underneath the gas tank to the left. You can reach it with your left hand. Turn the choke on. Turn the choke on before you start it, and then kick it. And then once it starts, you can turn the choke off. After it's been running for a little, take the choke off and wait a minute or two for it to warm up, like I said before. And then the takeoff. What you want to do first is pull the clutch in, push down on the shifter lever, which is with your left foot, twist the throttle a little bit till you hear the RPM start to go a little bit higher than idle, and slowly let the clutch out. It'll take a couple of times before you start taking off without stalling, but once you get it, you get the hang of it, you can putt around for a little bit, and when you stop, you just pull the clutch in and hit the brakes, and it won't stall. So you do that again, and then if you want to shift, what you do is you just keep riding, keep moving, pull the clutch in, and move up on the shift lever with your left foot, and then you just, like the upshift, you go up, you pull the clutch in, go up with your left foot, and then the downshift, you pull the clutch in and go down with your left foot. And once you get the hang of it, all this becomes second nature. You don't even think about it. And most importantly, when riding your dirt bike, ride respectfully. If someone tells you not to ride somewhere, don't. If the trails get wet, don't ride them and cause more erosion. Don't ride too early in the day, and don't ride on roads. In conclusion, riding a dirt bike is tough, expensive, and frustrating, combining all those together, the feeling you get when you're riding it, just being one with the bike, is worth it all.